Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal. Never dishonor. Things didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You ain't part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no only matter
what it's yours.
Good evening and welcome to What Race. As always, I am your host for tonight. My name is Colby. I am here finally with my co-host who likes to wait until the last minute, but he made it here on time.
Hey. Yeah, this is Rome. You can hit me up on Twitter at Vibe in Rome. That's V-I-B-I-N. All of me. At least my internet's working this time.
My internet's working this time too.
I'm so happy for you. Did you figure out how to work it?
Actually, no. See, what had happened was,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, but the
okay.
My internet here doesn't work still. So I don't know. I don't know why. I'm just stealing internet at this point. I give up. So I'm paying for internet that I'm not even using, but whatever.
So you broke
Anywho.
It.
Anywho, no, your directions on how to fix it broke it. Haha.
Oh. Of course, it's my fault.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course,
well.
You're the techie one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
your 4th of July?
It was good. It was nice, relaxing. I went to the pool. I ate a lot of meat. It was good.
I'm sure you did.
How was yours?
Mine was wonderful. I worked 8 hours.
Do?
I worked.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I volunteered for it. I mean, I don't want to make my job sound like horrible, evil people. I volunteered for it because on Friday I took less than a half day. I took more than a half day, I guess. I don't know. I only worked 3 hours on Friday, and I went down to Tampa. And
nice.
Spent the whole weekend, wound up at St. Pete Beach. I was busy. I did a lot, but I didn't get a whole lot done. Kind of one of those weekends.
To the shame.
So I started something today for the first time ever.
What's
up? I am fostering a dog.
You're fostering a dog?
I am fostering a dog. He is cute as can be. He's a little, like, golden retriever mixed-looking kid. And
right.
My dog, Riker, he and my dog, Riker, get along really well. Like, it was so funny. When I brought him in the door, Riker was, like, stupid excited. His acting retarded. It was hilarious. He was so excited to have somebody to play with.
That's good.
So, because he's an only dog.
What kind of dog? Yeah.
I told you, he's a golden retriever mutt, and he's super
okay.
young.
You know, I don't listen
probably
to you,
like
so.
4 months. True. But yeah, so stay tuned, because that's going to be interesting. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anywho, so we have our subject for tonight, which Rome came
DVD?
Up with last week.
Just be true.
So interesting. Do you
yes,
remember what it was?
So course I do. I'm the one that came up with it. Do you know? Remember what it was?
Yeah. What was it?
Well, it's do sexual services known as happy endings at massage parlors count as crimes if they don't actually involve sexual intercourse?
See, here's my only problem with how that's worded, because, you know, I got to correct how things are worded.
Yes, since you're the grammar queen.
Well, it's not even grammar. It's just, like, happy endings. It makes it sound like it only happens at massage parlors. Happy endings happen anywhere, anytime, anyhow, if you know what I mean. So,
right.
It's less
but
common,
you would typically,
I think,
if you think
massage,
of happy ending, what would you think of a happy ending occurring at?
A bedroom.
Massage parlor. Right. That's not
no,
a happy ending.
No, I've never... But I've never, like... I don't associate that with a massage parlor.
Why not?
Really? Because I don't. It's not supposed to be common in massage parlors.
You're right. It's not
Have
supposed to, but...
Have you gone to a massage parlor and then all of a sudden been offered a happy ending? Me neither.
I've only been to one massage parlor, and no, I was not offered a happy ending.
And while we're on the subject of correcting your word choice, massage parlor, is that really a thing? Like a massage office, a massage, like it's not called a parlor,
okay.
Is it?
What is it called? If it is, I mean, if it's not called a parlor, what is it called since you're correcting me on my
a
topic? Which you spent a whole week,
therapy
a massage
edifice. Boom.
So massage parlor will stay as the topic.
No.
You know what, when, when you want to have correct by the eyes of Colby, topics of the day, you come up with them on your own. Otherwise, step off of mine. Thank you. So, yes, please call in at 646-478-3599 or hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and or our website to let us know how you feel about it.
Yep. Anytime throughout the show, we will be happy to revisit subjects, so just call in and visit with us that way.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, we will be going over some interesting news stories around the world. Some that are crazy,
yeah,
and stupid, and just kind of off the wall. Just in case, you know, you've never tuned in and you don't know how we work.
Yeah.
So, the first one for tonight, the Guinness World Record was set in California for the amount of mariachi musicians gathered and playing, gathered and performing. If you don't know how the Guinness World Records book works, you basically just kind of have to have proof of it by videotape and pictures and all that. And you contact them and say, hey, I want to do this. What's the record? Is there one? And they'll be like, yeah, there is. Beat this. Or they'll be like, no, there's not. Beat this. So there were 566 of them gathered and performing for 5 minutes in the 2013 Gold Cup in Pasadena. So if anybody wants to break that world record, you're going to need 567 mariachis. It's an ironic that, I guess California kind of makes sense because it's right by Mexico. But you would think that would be in Mexico.
No.
Like, wouldn't they have, a mariachi festival or something? I don't know.
You would think, but...
What do you mean, no?
No. I said no. You have a problem with that?
Yes.
You'd be all right. You'd be okay. Most of my topics for the day kind of circle around our topic of the day.
Most of your topics of the day circle around our topic of the day?
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Like I did that? Yeah. So if you have something
no.
in common with that one, you know.
Better yet, how about this? Yeah. How about you just call in if you or somebody you know has gotten a happy ending at a massage parlor?
Hey, you should just change up the topic of the day. Just because you weren't creative to come up with the topic of the day. Oh, you're adding to it? Okay. You can do that, I guess.
You can take that knot out of your panties now.
Working on it.
All right, good. Let me know if you need help. I'll find somebody.
Right.
Maybe they can go in a happy ending.
See, there you go.
Well, all right. While we're on happy endings, then I'll get us started and head in that direction for you. Spanish firefighters, Spanish meaning in Spain, Spanish, had to free a man's genitals from a sex toy this past week.
What?
That means using, it was made of steel. First off, why? Well, okay, let's back up a little bit. Why do they make sex toys made of steel for men? I mean, that doesn't really make sense. And then going further, why would you use one?
Made of steel.
It took them two rotating blades and two battery changes to saw through the metal ring. Think about
it.
Right by your everything, your gems.
Mm-hmm. The family jewels, whatever you want to call it.
There you go. The man is 51 years old, and his penis and testicles were caught in it or whatever, and the longer that they were in it, the more they swelled. Swelled.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He I guess, went into the hospital at 10 o'clock at night, and when the doctors realized that they didn't have the necessary tools for it, they had to call the firefighters. Can you just imagine? It took 2 hours, by the way. Can you just imagine what these guys were joking about during these 2 hours? Like some of the comments made?
Right. One could only imagine.
I would be going in on him, just like, never seen a woman,
huh?
Like,
yeah. I'm glad you started us off on this, because I have 1, 2, 3, 4,
okay.
five instances. Well, these gentlemen were caught having sex with inanimate objects. Now, you mentioned the whole, you know, having sex with a steel toy?
It was a sex toy.
Yeah. These guys don't use sex toys. They use whatever they can really get their hands on. One guy in Wisconsin was arrested for having sex with a couch on the side of the road.
What?
You heard correctly.
Oh, whoa.
Guy number one was arrested and pled guilty to having sex with a couch on the side of A1 Wisconsin Road.
Wow.
The seat cushions was his area of choice, and they have some corny little jokes about a love seat. But anyway, second guy. the second guy. Had sex with a bike.
How do you have sex with a bike?
I have no idea. Like, when I'm reading this, I'm trying to, like, envision, like, how, like, is it possible to have sex with a bike? And after, this is the funny part about this guy. This guy is in Sweden. After he has sex with a bike, he slashes the tires. So I guess I'm kind of like angry.
You may make love to no other man.
Right. Oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. I don't even say this. Edward Smith of Washington State. He's claimed to have had sex with more than 1,000 vehicles, including his.
What a hoe.
Including a helicopter.
How do you, like, I don't want to try to figure this out, actually. On second thought, I'm okay.
Wait, I have two more. Okay, we hit vehicles, I guess, cars included, bikes, couches. This guy from Ohio has sex with inflatable rafts. You know, the ones that
you
get on.
Did you just say from Ohio
rafts.
Again?
Yes.
Well, is that another guy from Ohio?
No, this is the first guy from Ohio. The other one, the first guy was from Wisconsin. The second guy was from Sweden. The third guy was from Washington State. And this guy's from Ohio.
Okay.
He has sex with his neighbor's raft. And
like, can you just imagine the people that come out and, like, see this going on and you're just like...
Really?
I don't really know what to do or what to say.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, a guy was caught on camera having sex with a picnic table.
Getting a woody for a picnic table. But wouldn't you get like splinters or something? I mean.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty. And needs to say it was in public, so, yeah. I guess it doesn't really matter what the thing is. Guys will find it attractive and want to have sex with it.
Men are whore
yes.
dogs. You already agreed. Yes.
That is an understatement, considering the article I just read.
No. Just a reminder, if you want to call in and comment on any of these stories or our topic of the day, meaning happy endings at massage therapy buildings, the phone number to call is 646-478-3599. We're going to go to a music break to kind of give you a break from all those horrible, horrible mental images, and we'll be back with more.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Life lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes. I see the love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. You're not satisfied, and I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Whoa. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend.
Yeah.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we here talking to each other?
Truth in your lies. I see nobody by your side, but I'm with you when you're all alone, and you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
Like my fucking dad. Light it up, that smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been
Hey, BP, looks like I did take one to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
tired of these bitches. But shit, let them lie as long as they ain't snitching. And men lie about women and shit. Women lie about plenty.
And we're back on What Race. Hope you stay tuned through that music break. Hopefully it wasn't too happy ending oriented for you. So the number to call if you want to join in on the conversation is 646-478-3599. You can also hit us up on Twitter at hashtag WhatRace. Mention us at KAT5COLBY or at VIBINROME, lowercase b, capital R. Get in touch with us. We want to talk to you. Feel free to make fun of Rome. I mean, Nah, you can't make fun of Rome.
Yeah, you're good. The host for this week, pending her internet connectivity.
Well, the next story that I have, I'm jacking this one, you know?
Yes.
There's a lady What?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. It's not my story.
There is a woman who lost her leg. I think it was run over was the story. Let me double check that for you. Okay, yeah. It was
get your story together, please.
Yeah, shut up. She works on cars. I don't know if it's as a hobby or for a job, but she lost her left leg when it was crushed under a car. She's rebuilding. Her name is Christina Stevens, and she's very big on talking about how she is not, you know, fazed by how she looks. She's very proud of her body, even though, you know, she is missing a leg, and, you know, it's not a big deal. It really isn't. And so, having said that, her coworkers, you know, I'm not sure anybody that really comes in contact with her understands that. Somebody made a comment about you should make a prosthetic leg out of a Lego, out of Legos. And she was like, okay, challenge accepted. So she did it. She made one. It's pretty, I mean, it's complex because it is a prosthetic leg, but it's pretty simple as far as it doesn't really have joints or anything. And, so she can, the problem with it is she can only walk so long for so long and so far with it, but she is planning on making another one, basically a Lego leg 2.0 that will have a functional foot and ankle. So it'll move and everything. Pretty cool. There is a video for it that pretty much shows her with her 1.0, I guess, Lego leg. And we're going to post that up on the website for y'all to look at.
Guess I'll get on that right now.
Mm-hmm. While we're on female news, too, there was one in North Carolina, Warrenton, North Carolina, who she's a judge, in obviously North Carolina, and she
stop reading and tell the story.
All right, so both are women. One's a judge. One was.
Oh my God.
Her name is Toni Marie King. She's 21. And she was being charged with resisting public officer and being intoxicated and disruptive in exchange. Okay, so she. Oh my God, I cannot use my words today. I'm sorry.
I'm going to need you to get together. All right?
I'm trying, man.
Sound it out.
Right.
One letter at a time.
Okay, she pleaded guilty to all that, resisting public officer and being intoxicated and disruptive. I'm telling a story. In exchange for the prosecutors to drop the charges of assaulting a government official, larceny, and possession of stolen goods that accompany all of those. So she basically got an easy sentence for pleading guilty. However, the chief district court judge, Brenda Branch, who was doing the trial, judging the trial. I don't know what the verb is for that. Anyway,
right.
As part of her sentence, she ordered the girl, who again is 21, to write a 2-page essay as part of her sentence titled How a Lady Should Behave in Public. If that's not awesome, I don't know what is. I'm pretty impressed.
Like,
I'm gonna pull ya. I'm gonna learn ya.
So proud of you.
So she has to do that. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a good idea anyway.
It is.
Anything related?
Yeah. I'm so excited. Speaking on gender, Washington State has passed laws so that to get rid of sexist language. So words like freshman and fisherman, like stuff that you would associate, I guess, with a man, is like, for example, instead of freshman, they're using words like first year student. A fisherman is considered just a fisher, and they're trying to go around. Instead of being clergyman, clergy, stuff like that, just to, make it, I guess, equal for both male and female, even though we all know what you're really talking about. Like, there could be a fisherman that's female, pretty much.
Right.
I feel like it's a little late for that. You said it's too late for that?
Yeah, I feel like it's too late for that. Like, we all know that it can go either way. Like, it's a little late for equality in language once it's already been established.
Well, they're going on and, making it official, I guess, so to speak. So, and other states that are included in that are Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, and other states that are considering a gender-neutral laws such as that. So, thought that would be pretty interesting. But, not impressed?
No, not really.
Can never please a lady.
I think.
Tell you the truth.
Well,
you try to do stuff.
It's too late.
It's too
late for that.
Better late than never, right?
No, like at this point, nobody's going to change what they say.
Well, they want to be grammatically correct and so that, their co-host or host doesn't correct what they say, Now they have that option. So
true,
I thought you
would
appreciate that.
That's a good point. All right. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I also let you guys know the link is up for the Lego prosthetic leg. That's on whatrace.wordpress.com. You can click on the post from today. You get to watch that video. And My news
it's pretty interesting. It's about 5 minutes long. But.
Yeah, it is. I watched it, and it. I was shocked that it took us so long just to dump all the Legos out to start building LA, the plastic Legos. That's normally how you build Legos. She was picking through, like, one at a time, like, go on. I was dump it out, you know, find what you need.
That must be a female thing, because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, you dump it out.
Anyway.
I get my stupid computer to come back up.
All right, since you're having technical difficulties in London, police officials. Okay,
have,
so you know
I
how
one.
Like.
Hold on. Wait. All right. So I did have something to go along with. Are you done? Where's the sound effect for that? Somebody get a functioning internet. They don't know how to act.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not trying to.
And it's taking too long. So anyway, in London, what are you doing with your microphone? This sounds horrible. In London, police officials have put up a. Okay, well, I guess there's a difference
okay,
in
well,
London
since
between
you don't know
police
your
officials
in your mind, then.
And traffic officers. I don't really know, but. Traffic officers put up a video on YouTube of the Harlem Shake. One of them was just standing there in front of all of his coworkers doing his little thing, and then you know how the beat drops and then all of them start doing crazy stuff. Yeah, apparently. One of them has like a cone on his head, and they were like dancing to like the strobe lights of the police car lights, which I thought was pretty awesome. But yeah, and so. A Scotland Yard spokesman came out and basically said that they had been disciplined for it because, and the quote is, the Metropolitan Police Service does not condone unprofessionalism in the workplace. We expect high standards from all our staff. Appropriate misconduct procedures have been taken regarding those involved. I should have said that with a British accent. It would have been so much better.
You should have.
But.
Or tried to.
Apparently, don't have fun in your workplace if you live in England. Just saying. Because
yeah.
The cops will.
Or anywhere, so you could still get in trouble for that. If you didn't know that already.
Still. Anywho, you finally get your thing up? Ha 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 ha.
Are you done?
Ha.
I know you have one.
It's so
no, funny. Get it up. I was saying that I know you're going to try to cut me off again, so just go ahead and get out of your system. Anyway, Guinness Book World Records is trying to be broken on the largest photo album of feet. This is trying to be put together by the world's second tallest man and the world's shortest woman. The woman stands at, weighs 11 pounds, and I believe is 24.7 inches tall. The tallest guy is 8'1" with 15-inch feet. He has to wear a size 58 shoe.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, yeah. So... what they're doing is they're trying to, you know, collect the album. And they started it off by having a picture of him sitting down with her on his lap and just an album of feet. So feel free to add in to that if you would like to so that they can accomplish their goal. I think they have like a week to do so to collect all the photos and put them together. So good luck to them.
A little weird, but, you know, whatever. People with foot fetishes,
yeah.
Get on that.
Yeah. Speaking of pictures, a teacher's retirement ends his picture day streak. Now, you know, with picture day, back in grade school, everybody dressed
oh,
up, get a new outfit, get the hair done, and if you saw it, you should have did it. But since you didn't, I'm doing it. Get your hair done, make sure your teeth are white, clean. This teacher decided to wear the same thing for 40 years for his picture day. it doesn't really, we don't know if that's a world record or not, but he's 63 years old, and he's been wearing the same thing for the elementary school picture day for 40 years. Wow. Started when he's 23,
yep.
For those of you, like Kobe, that aren't good at math. So, pretty cool.
I'm looking at, yes, it's very cool. I am looking at a story now that I just don't understand. In Nottingham, England, if you've seen the movie Nottingham, I forget the whole title. It's a really good movie. You should watch it. It's a chick flick, though. Anyway, in Nottingham, England, somebody spotted what they thought was a dead body floating in the river. And it was of a woman. She was pale, old. She was like 73. And police officers, you know, responded, and a guy who lives on a canal boat in the area was out on his motorboat trying to help.
Motorboat.
All the commotion. Once all the commotion got raised. And Alex Bell, the guy that lives there, he said she was so motionless and pale, she was just floating in the water, and the policeman thought she was dead. They didn't really want to look, but she flickered her eyes, and she was alive. She was just floating there. Yeah, nobody knows how she got in the river. Nobody knows why she was so pale, unless she was just naturally pale. But everybody thought she was dead, and she just opened her eyes, and she's alive. And she's at Queen's Medical Center in Nottingham, and she's fine. She's doing well.
Interesting.
I'm, like, so confused by this.
Are you now? Yeah, that's creepy.
Am.
That is very, very creepy.
Yeah.
I know, it'll freak me out.
Definitely. Fun little random story. A bulletproof Canadian fat cat cheats serious injury is the headline. I just love the headline.
What?
Should I repeat that? Bulletproof Canadian fat cat cheats serious injury.
Wow.
So, all right. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how the damn cat got in the air. Basically, the cat was in the air. God knows how or why. I just can't read. That's all. So this cat was just chilling, and it got shot with an air rifle.
Oh.
But it would have been a lot worse if it weren't for being super fat, is basically what the owner's saying.
Obesity saves your life.
Apparently, the pellet that struck the cubby tabby was absorbed by a layer of blubber, preventing damage to vital organs. The vet said that would be
bad
the only time that they would...
It's bad when you're that fat that your fat is considered blubber.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The vet said that's the only time they would recommend having a chubby cat. That's literally what they said saved their life.
If
her chubby,
like,
chubby belly. Right? Like, oh. He was released with 8 more lives to go.
Right. 8 more lives and layers to go.
Oh, man. Crazy.
Yeah.
Another fun random one. In Palatka, Florida, you'd have to pretty much be a native to know how to say that, I think. I swear I've seen this freaking chicken statue. I swear I have. Do you know this chicken statue? Or maybe it's a rooster that I'm thinking of.
Maybe.
I think I'm thinking of a rooster. Okay. Side note, when I go up to Alabama to visit some of my family, I pass, like, a cow statue, a rooster statue made of, like, license plates. and a pig statue. And so that's kind of how I know where I am. Well, I guess there's a chicken statue that's 9 foot tall in Platte, Florida. And 6 a.m. on last Tuesday, somebody, the little resident, saw people basically stealing the statue. And they...
Do people really have nothing better to do than steal statues? And
Platte,
or have sex with them?
Florida. Like, there's nothing out there. So, yeah, the three guys put the chicken to the Chevy truck and pulled it down the road for about a mile. And then one of the guys got on the statue and rode it down the road. Yep. Darren Luke Edwards, who's 19, Tyler Lee Jones, who's 21, and James Joseph Smith, who's 18, were all arrested for it. On grand theft violation, Edwards had grand theft and violation of probation, and then the other two just got grand theft. The bird suffered a lacerated leg, a cracked jaw, and a scarred side, but was returned to its owner. That's why if you have kids, like teenage kids, don't live in a small town.
Pretty much. Or give them something to do. Put them in sports or something. But who would you say this to with your kids?
One more thought, because I think before we go to the music break, I think we might need to put this up on the website too. I saw a commercial today. It was sent to me. It was a commercial for Sprite. And while we're on, you know, while our subject of the day is happy endings,
right.
It was quite...
Oh, I saw this one.
You tell him then.
No, you go ahead. I'm posting it right now.
All right, fine. So the commercial is a man and a woman, and the woman's head is going closer and further away from his nether regions. And they both appear to be nude. And she thinks, I guess, that she really wants a Sprite. And I don't remember. Did she think anything? I don't remember. But all of a sudden, like, it just goes on for, I don't know, like 10 seconds or so. And then it pans up to his face, and he's enjoying it. And then it pans down to her face, and it becomes a Sprite bottle that fizzes all over her face. Talk about a happy ending.
Yes, indeed.
I didn't know, like, I was both mortified and cracking up by that one. I'm like... Do I want these kind of commercials in my country? Because it's a foreign one.
Yeah. It was an awesome commercial.
I mean, it's hilarious. Like,
it is.
It was
I don't know why
beautiful
they
marketing. Like, it got your attention.
It did. It makes you want to Sprite, doesn't it?
Not really. I mean, it went all in her face, and then a close-up of her mouth, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
At worst, maybe softcore porn.
Probably. Yeah. I can see that. So, give us your thoughts on the video. The number to call is 646-478-3599. Hit us up on Twitter, hashtag WhatRace. Or mention us, or you can, this is probably, is it up on the website yet?
Yes, it is.
All right, so this is up on the website. You can also comment on that. It's whatrace.wordpress.com. And we will be back after this music break.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow.
hurt now. Your heart burning with place in your seat. It won't heal from Pepsi, they see. Roll hard player, she a star player. I need this time, I ain't gonna heartbreaker, come on.
Turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Baby,
tell me again.
But tonight I seen some in you.
Shout it.
That made me wanna get with you.
Shout
you
it.
Ain't been nothing but a friend to me.
Shout
and a nigga never ever dream with me.
Shout
up
it.
In here kissing, hugging, sweet and touching.
Shout
bust in the bathtub, rubber dubbing. Why you sure you wanna go this route? Let a nigga know before I pull it out.
Shorty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shorty,
let me hit you, tell me one more time. One more time.
Tell me again, my baby. Oh, it's a good look, baby.
John and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John and Luda had to do it again.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Ursa, John and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey.
Hello and welcome back to What Race. This is Rome. You can hit me up on Twitter at 5 in Rome at BIBIN. Oh, and me? Or you can hit us up
Facebook. I'm starting to play another song.
Get your life together. I hope you're thinking of the topic for next week, since mine was so horrible for this week. So says you.
It really was. Like, nobody called in. Nobody wanted to say anything.
Oh, nobody called in for yours last week either. Anyway, my next story... Yeah, see what I did there? Just cut you right off. Did you hear about the guy? I have two superhero stories. One is Spider-Man, one is Batman. Which one are you hearing first?
Batman, because he's cooler.
Yeah, well, unfortunately not this guy. Batman, a boy robs a Colorado State Fair in a Batman costume. he's 16-year-old, and he wore a Batman shirt and mask. And broke into, he didn't even say what he stole, but they broke in, him with some, I think two other guys, broke into the state fair and ended up locking themselves into the building to try to steal television, laptop, and an empty cash register. And he broke himself out of said building and eventually turned himself in once the police put out a bolo on him. So that's Batman for you, turning himself in for stealing TV, laptop, and an empty cash register. And the police are still looking for the other two suspects that were with him during the burglary. If you think that one was bad, check out the one I got on Spider-Man. A 23-year-old wearing nothing but Spider-Man underwear was vandalizing a high school.
Wow.
In Cincinnati. it gets better. It gets a lot better. Now, my first image when I started reading this, I was like, okay, you know, some, like, skinny kid or, you know, high schooler was, you know, been like, no, this guy is 6'5", 295 pounds.
Oh, my God.
23-year-old, and only in Spider-Man underwear. Yes, he was throwing...
Did he have, like, a mental problem, though?
They don't say.
I mean, that's what it sounds like, but... Okay.
That's what it sounds like. He's gonna try to get away with it, because unless he's just that boy, there's nothing else to do in Cincinnati other than break into schools in your underwear, Spider-Man preferred. And once he got into the school, he took the fire extinguishers and started spraying the building from the inside. So that in itself is a felony, by tampering with fire extinguishers when there's no fire. So, two not-so superheroes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, I don't have any superhero stories, but I do have a story that was French, which is sometimes just as entertaining.
All right.
This would be one of those times. A French company is selling men's underpants that are designed to release a sweet scent as the wearer begins to sweat. You can get the briefs for $45, $51 for the boxer shorts. Yep.
You see, blossom shorts too?
Yep. And they don't smell like anything until you put them on. And then once you start walking and sweating. They smell really good, apparently.
They smell like flowers.
They smell sweet, I guess. Sweet sweat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The
tagline for the product is, you want to change the world. Do you want to change things? Start by changing your underpants.
Very clever.
Musk and pear is the scent that's been released, and it's designed to last through over 30 washes.
Okay.
Pretty impressive.
I'd still be more impressed if they washed themselves for being that pricey, but, you know, we can only ask for so much.
True.
This is my best story for the day. You ready?
I think I'm ready.
All right. You heard about what happened in Brazil with the soccer game?
Yeah. No.
No? No. Okay. Well, one man was arrested after a referee was decapitated by an angry mob.
What?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. Are we even living under a rock or something?
Maybe.
The referee, 20 years old, gave a player a red flag, a red card, what it is, soccer terminology, and was pretty much ejecting him from the game. The 30-year-old soccer player refused to leave. So the referee decided to take it upon himself to stab fatally the soccer player. Because that's what happens if you don't listen to referees in Brazil. But anyway,
seriously.
Yes, they do. No, see, the referee stabbed the soccer player. Now, after the soccer player got stabbed, the crowd formed an angry mob, including the soccer player's family, and subsequently killed the referee and decapitated him and carried his severed head, around on a stick. Yes,
and only one man
was arrested. It is. My question is, where did they get the stick? But anyway,
of course you would ask that.
Yeah, it's interesting because the town is named, I want to say, Pio VII, which is named after a former pope.
It's what?
So, P-I-O, Roman numeral 7. And that was a former pope. So.
Oh, okay.
Even though, yeah, things get real. And pope
apparently.
Yeah. So, for all you referees out there listening, please refrain from stabbing the players because you never know what may happen afterwards.
Absolutely. Earlier I was talking about the expensive underwear. So, for the ladies, we also have expensive eyelashes. Woo!
Oh, God.
And you thought the men's stuff was expensive. You know the women's stuff is expensive. For $295, you can get fake lashes from Barney's that have 24 karat gold on them.
How much?
Why you would want to do that? I don't know. $295.
I'm pretty sure you could find something else to do with $295. That's a
most
whole
likely.
Lot more productive.
The thing
if
is, they do warn that you need to be careful with what lash glue you choose and keep the eyelash fluttering to a minimum because the foiling does look a little fragile for the 24 karat gold.
Yeah. About that.
But, I mean, some people just piss away $300. Like, it's no big deal. So, I mean, if you're one of those people, there you go.
Must be nice. I want to know if that's, like, one day.
I agree.
I have a ridiculous amount of money. I just can flush down the toilet any time. What should I do with this? Such a shame. The last one I have for today is there's a guy that says one day a P90X, which if you guys don't know what that is a extreme kind of workout trend. And so one day of working out with that sent him to the emergency room with kidney failure.
Yeah, didn't he not eat or it's made so that you have to work out before you go on it. Like, you have to have some kind of an exercise routine. Otherwise, you're going to hurt yourself. And I think
right.
that's what happened with him.
Exactly. He was trying to lose 20 pounds, which he said he gained through college. But, I mean, I've done P90X, and it tells you, it's like, do not overwork yourself. I mean, push yourself until, you know, that point where he's like, okay, you know, if I keep going any further, I'm going to hurt myself. You start feeling faint, dizzy, any of that jazz, stop working out. It's like, pause it and you can continue on later. But he overdid it and he is in the emergency room. So.
That's what you have.
Well,
that's
just
what
be careful what you do.
You don't follow directions.
Exactly. And he didn't even have to read them. They were spoken to him. Such a shame.
My last story. On July 4th, I guess is when the story came out, but in Miami, thieves made off with $1.1 million worth of Spirit of the Czar's Golden Vodka from
what?
A Miami warehouse. Yeah, they broke into the warehouse on June 22nd by cutting a case-sized hole through the concrete next to where the vodka was being stored. That was an inside job by the sound of it, you know, because how do you know how big the case is and
right.
where it is and all that? But yeah, they broke through the concrete wall, crawled through the hole, and handed out the vodka. And they made off with 752 cases, which is over 4,500 bottles.
Wow.
The warehouse owner is offering $5,000 for a reward for information leading to the return of the vodka. He said,
yeah, I was always curious about those rewards. So if you just, you know, say, they went that way, where's my money? Did you get paid for that?
No. It would have
to
lead to the returning of the bottles. Anyway, Spirits of the Czar, Czar's Vodka, which is, distilled and imported from Ukraine. It only produces 5,000 bottles to export to the U.S. per year. So
wow. This
is like a really big hit, yeah. So, they say we would ask our clients to report anyone trying to sell them our product outside the normal distributors, obviously, because it might be stolen. And I think it's illegal to buy stolen goods, so.
I'm pretty sure. 100% sure it's only little by Stolen Goods.
I'm not, you know, 100, but I'm like 99.9999439. So, you know,
percent
it's
sure.
There.
Yeah.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all calling in. Well, some people called in to listen. We saw you. Thank you for calling in and listening.
Yes.
Next time, grow some hair on your chest and actually say something.
Well, if it's a chick.
But it's okay. What?
It's okay if a female grows hair on her chest and just to talk to us.
I mean, would you prefer it on your lip, like mustache? At least you can cover up your chest. You're supposed to cover up your chest, ladies. Anywho,
thank you
for listening and calling in.
Wait, before you go, what's the topic for next week?
To be announced next week. Woo! As I was saying, thank you for your participation, your listening skills, your awesomeness that somewhat contributed to our awesomeness. We appreciate
you. Well, if Chloe doesn't appreciate you guys, I always appreciate you guys for listening in and providing us feedback. Letting us know, you know, how we're doing on the show. So, I mean, tune in next week, same time. You can call in at 646-478-3599. Hit us up on Facebook or our website. You know, you could drop us a line and let us know how you know, if you guys find anything interesting that you want us to put up. But, you know, just reach out whenever you guys want to.
What? You can actually call in?
Yes, I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
I'm being petty. I'll stop. But yeah, we'll be here next week, same time, same place. We're cutting off a little early. That's okay. Y'all have a good night. I can't find the thing. Okay. Bye, guys.
Just before this loyalty list.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder, never stay lost, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now, no longer can I stand any more soaring. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older matter what
you're
bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Better, better than dirt. My chick bad. Better, better than dirt. My chick bad. Better, better than dirt. My chick bad. Better, better than dirt.
I'm saying my chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Badder than yours. My chick do stuff that I can't even put in words. Her swagger don't stop. Her body won't quit. So pull pipe down. You ain't talking about shit. My chick bad. Tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top. All white belt. And all white jeans. Body looking like milk. No time for games. She's full grown. My chick bad. Tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. My chick bad. Better, better than dirt. My chick bad. Better, better than dirt.
girl might be sick, but my girl sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she could get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy. I fill her up. Balloon. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad, the whole crew wanna bone her.
My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick good. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, daddy dangerous. My chick bad, daddy dangerous. My chick bad, daddy dangerous. My chick bad, daddy dangerous.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Trash talk to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the board, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a bookie to me. I'm in that wham bam, verbal bam, bam. Bitch, you been a fan.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff. Disturbing the peace. My chick bad.
What?
My chick good.
What?
My chick